It felt like a storm was coming. The current had gotten colder and faster in the last hour, the way it did in the Big Blue when a squall gathered in the skies above the Chop Chop. With all the silt and sand churned from the seabed, it was difficult to see or smell anything from a distance. Gray crept along the side of a massive clump of brain coral and surveyed the area as the others hovered behind him.
"I don't see anything," he said in a low voice, nervously gnashing his dagger teeth.
"I told Snork not to go patrolling by himself," hissed Barkley.
The dogfish had been Gray's best friend since he was a pup and had become a trusted voice in Rogue Shiver. The other members of the Rogue line present, Stryker, the Great White, Mari, the Thresher, and Shell, the Bull Shark, waited uncertainly. Everyone was worried about Snork, who had gone missing. It wasn't like the Sawfish to leave without telling the rest of the group. No one had seen him for hours. Fish and other dwellers had cleared the area as the storm neared, leaving it eerily empty. The only sound was the cold water whisking through the foreboding canyons of rock.
"Maybe he just got lost," Stryker said,
a little too loudly. Mari cut her long Thresher tail through the water to quiet him.
"Keep your voice down."
"Yeah," Shell added, watching the water above them. "Goblin may not run many patrols through here, but Razor does."
They were in the area off to the side of both the Goblin and Razor Shiver's home waters. The hunting wasn't especially inviting in these sharp and craggy rock formations, not when there were much better feeding territories in each Shiver's own home waters. Mainly, Goblin and Razor both claimed the territory so the other wouldn't have it. Since the tuna run, though, the two warring Shivers did share one goal: to eat Gray and every member of Rogue Shiver alive. Goblin wanted revenge on them for spoiling his plans against Razor. Fortunately, Goblin didn't have time to search for Gray or anyone else because Razor, the leader of Razor Shiver, was thirsting for Goblin's blood. Razor barely escaped with his life when he was attacked at the tuna run. Now the Bull Shark leader struck at Goblin Shiver every chance he got. But given that both Goblin and Razor wanted Gray and the rest of Rogue Shiver dead, it made swimming here foolish and awfully dangerous.
"Why would Snork even come here?" Gray muttered to himself. Barkley fidgeted.
"I may have said it was a good area to practice stalking."
"You and your big mouth," Stryker said.
The Great White and Barkley didn't get along well, but pulled together when it was important. Gray didn't want to listen to them argue back and forth for 5 minutes before agreeing this was important. He bumped the dogfish to stop his snotty reply before it happened.
"Here's what we're going to do," Gray told everyone.
He was the leader of Rogue Shiver, so it was up to him to decide the course of action.
"Stryker and Mari go to the left side and start searching inward. Shell and Barkley, you go to the right side and do the same. I'll head to the middle and hunt outward in a circle pattern."
"What if there's trouble?" demanded Stryker. "What's the plan then?"
The Great White was first in the Rogue line, so it was his right to ask. Most of the time, Stryker was a good first, strong and dependable, but he could wear your teeth down with his attitude.
"Signal everyone, then swim and hide. Fight only if you have no other option," Gray answered.
"Let's not waste any more time with dumb questions," Mari said, swimming off to the left.
Stryker grumbled, but followed. Mari was Gray's second in line, smart, capable, and level-headed. Barkley gave Gray a nod before leaving with Shell, who was third in line. The five in the line was an ancient shark-kind invention. Basically, whoever was chosen to lead a Shiver of sharks would pick five others to take over if he or she was injured or killed. It was dangerous in the open waters of the Big Blue. Even a fifth could become leader overnight to hundreds of shark kind in a Shiver's general membership. Rogue Shiver was unusual in that there were only six of them total. Gray as leader and the five in the line. They were a bunch of cast-offs and castaways, which was why they had named themselves Rogue Shiver. Gray caught a descending current into a field of ropey green-greeny, so he could swim somewhat unseen toward the center area of the maze of rock and coral formations. While the green-greeny would easily hide Barkley, Snork, or even a Thresher like Mari, The disturbance Gray made plowing through the field negated most of the stealth benefit. If someone from Razor or Goblin Shiver were looking, Gray knew he would definitely be noticed. Since Tuna Run, he had grown even more, becoming longer and wider than Goblin himself, the former biggest fin around.